Finished business, more injury time, and Title 23. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. After coming up short in the Division I title game a year ago, Pickford's eight-player football team gained redemption last Saturday in the Superior Dome in Marquette, riding the play of its offensive line and quarterback Jimmy Story to dominate Portland St. Patrick 48-15 in the Division II championship match. Story ran for 3 touchdowns and 146 yards and was 4-for-4 in passing for 152 yards and 2 TDs, and he said the team worked hard to get there.
Just all those extra reps, you know, coming out first day of practice, we set our goals and said, you know, we want a state championship this year. We've been working toward that every practice, every game, every play.
Golan won the Division I eight-player title with fullback Brandon Crawford rushing for 205 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 26-14 win over Sutton's Bay to cap the first perfect season for the Magi in school history. You can read more about the eight-player finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our game balls this week go out to the girls' volleyball teams at Mendon and Grand Rapids Christian, which each won their second straight MHSAA titles last Saturday in Divisions 4 and 2, respectively, at the state finals in Battle Creek. Anna Smith led Mendon's title run with 22 kills, 13 digs, and 4 service aces in a 4-set win over Leland. The two teams were meeting in the title game for the second straight year. And Jordan Gates paced GR Christian to a sweep over Lakewood with 39 assists, 13 digs, and 6 kills. You can read all about the 4 title matches on the second half and watch on-demand video of those games on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
A new rule in wrestling for the upcoming season allows for additional time to evaluate head and neck injuries. If an injury occurs involving the head, neck, cervical column, and/or nervous system, and an appropriate healthcare professional is present, that caregiver may request the traditional 90 seconds of injury time be extended up to a maximum of 5 minutes to evaluate the injury. Before that time expires, the wrestler must be ready and able to continue the match, or it will be defaulted. Absent the presence of an appropriate healthcare professional, all head and neck injuries are subject to the traditional 90 seconds of injury time. Under the new rule, it is not up to the official to determine if additional time is needed. That is the call of the appropriate healthcare professional.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When you talk about high school swimming in our state, East Grand Rapids is almost always part of the conversation. The Pioneers had won 22 Lower Peninsula Girls Crown in its history going into last week's finals, but winning number 23 last weekend had a different twist. Longtime coach Milton Briggs wasn't in attendance, recovering from a recent surgery. Swimming for their absent coach, East edged the top-ranked teams in the state from Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood, and Bloomfield Hills, Marion for its fourth straight Division III title at Oakland University last Saturday.
We knew it'd be a tight meet, and the head coach, Butch Briggs, does a great job of preparing the kids, and I did my bit, and the kids, they just swam well.
That's Pioneer assistant coach Chris Ingram. East got wins in the 200 medley relay and in the 100 freestyle by Greta Milnes. You can read all about the Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming Finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website and watch the on-demand video on MHSAA TV. Ford Field will rock this weekend with the 11-player MHSAA football finals Friday and Saturday. You can watch all the action on Fox Sports Detroit Plus or foxsportsdetroit.com. You can also listen to the games at mhsaanetwork.com and watch live video of the post-game press conferences at MHSAA TV. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.